I wonder what the disciples were expecting as they followed Jesus down the road from the Mount of Olives into Jerusalem. They knew he was headed into danger, but they had seen his deeds of power. He had healed the blind, cast out demons, cured every imaginable kind of disease. He'd multiplied a few loaves and fish into enough food to feed thousands. He'd even raised a dead man. So yes, there was danger ahead, but surely Jesus had enough power to defeat anyone who attacked him and keep all of his disciples safe. I wonder what it felt like to be part of the crowd that day. People throwing their cloaks on the road for the colt to walk on. It was like a rock concert with people ripping off their t-shirts and throwing them up on stage. I bet people saved those cloaks and showed them to their children later. See this tear in my cloak? That's where Jesus' colt stepped on it. I wonder what it felt like to be one of the thousands of people shouting, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." I bet that you could feel that shout in your body, vibrating your bones. I wonder what kind of peace the disciples expected and at what price, and what kind of king they thought Jesus would be. I wonder what the disciples were thinking as they saw the temple ahead, its golden gates gleaming in the sunlight. I wonder what their dreams were as they glimpsed the enormous palaces of the Sadducees, the princes of Israel, surrounding the temple. They could only imagine having that much wealth and comfort. But maybe, they thought, that was what lay ahead for them if they just stuck with Jesus. If he became king, surely they would be his nobles, his chief advisors. They could deal with that. Did any of them have any clear idea where this road would take them? Jesus had told them that if they wanted to be his disciples, they would have to take up their crosses and follow him. But did they really hear that? Did they really believe him? Or did they ignore the cost of following Jesus because they were focused on their dreams of what he could give them? And what about us? We know where this road leads. We know far better than Jesus' disciples did. We know that the king today we hail today is on his way to the cross. And we know that he has called us as his disciples to take up our crosses and follow him. But what are we expecting, really? Are we willing to follow Jesus even if he leads us into danger? Are we willing to give up the prospect of safety and of wealth and comfort and praise? Are we willing, even in these times, to walk in his way of love and nonviolence and sacrifice? Are we willing to obey Jesus, even if it costs us everything? What does it mean for us to hail Jesus as our King? What does it mean for us to follow him in our time, in these days? Are we willing to walk the way of the cross?